My name is Jordan Anderson, and today I will be reviewing the Dirty John podcast. So, this podcast is reported by Los Angeles Times reporter Christopher Gofford. The story begins in October of 2014, and it follows the case of a woman named Deborah Newell. Deborah is a 59-year-old successful interior designer in Southern California with many, many assets. She's secure in her life and has definitely enough money to live off of. All four of her children are grown at this point in her life, and she has been married and divorced 4 times. So I guess it's easy to say that she's not necessarily the best when it comes to love. She had always been on these dating sites and never really found anybody that suited her. And she tried on and off again on being on and off the dating sites. So at this point, she had been off of the dating site for a while, and she goes back on, which is when she meets John. John Meehan is a middle-aged man who seems to be the perfect all-around American guy. He seems to have a nice job for himself and a nice living, or that's what he makes it seem to be, and that he has nice things, and he always is kind to Deborah and treats her in the best way possible. However, throughout the story, Deborah's daughter Tara kind of gives her mom a bunch of warning signs, basically saying that he's not really fit for her and that something's up and he's really weird. And so she's super hesitant on all the decisions she makes with him because she's nervous about being judged by her family and what they might think. This series is a 6-part series, and it's definitely not for younger viewers because there is strong language and strong content within the podcast, but it's very interesting because it's not necessarily a mystery in the sense that it's like a murder mystery, like your typical, you don't really know what's going on, and in the end, you basically figure out what happened and who was involved. It's more of kind of like an unfolding to a story where, like, it's something that could happen in your day-to-day life in the sense that, you know, you find a man on a dating website, you date, blah, 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 like the typical everyday story that everyone hears. However, it has a spin on it because the guy that she ends up finding is not exactly who she thinks he is. He tells her that he's an anesthesiologist and that he's kind of got it all together. He's divorced, he's Christian. And so basically just the story doesn't add up. So, Deborah goes to visit a psychologist, and the psychologist basically tells her to set firmer boundaries with her children, not necessarily with John. So basically saying that her children need to stay out of her love life, which obviously doesn't go over very well because they think that something's going on, and the psychologist is telling her that she has a right to be happy. So within the podcast, Gofford brings this new level to it by interviewing people within the family. So he interviews the people that were involved in the situation. So he interviews Deborah and he interviews Tara, but none of the other children, in order to get kind of a take on what exactly happened. Now, when he does this, he establishes a great sense of credibility and authenticity within the podcast, which is very nice as a listener because it kind of makes you feel part of the story. And also, within the story, he doesn't really give you all the information at once. He kind of like lets it unfold, so it's almost as if you're part of the experience and you're there interviewing them. In the beginning, Deborah talks about how she would describe John and what she thought of when she first discovered him, and so these were her thoughts.
Successful, according to everything in his profile. He posted a few pictures, said he was a physician. So I thought, interesting. Seems safe. So we started talking.
John, Mike.
So basically, she thought it all checked out, and as a 59-year-old woman looking for love, she thought that was a great idea. But when listening to her talking and when he includes the interviews, it's kind of interesting because you're able to kind of like see her emotion. Well, I guess not see because you're not looking at her, but you can hear the emotion in her voice and how this affected her and what this situation really made her feel. And so instead of Christopher just saying like she felt angry or she was mad or she was unsure, she was uneasy. You're really able to sense that in her voice, which I think is kind of cool that he was able to incorporate that, because it kind of brings a whole new level to the podcast and it allows you to be more part of it, which as a listener is very, very important, I think. He also takes this piece kind of to show you the dangers of meeting people online, and it kind of like is a little bit of a warning saying basically like you need to watch out because not everything is as it seems, and he really uncovers that in this story. And he also uses a lot of pathos within the story because he kind of like plays off your emotions by making you feel as if you were in the situation by including the voice recordings and the way he tells the story and just things like that. So it's kind of super interesting to listen to it because you get three different takes on the story and how it happened. So you get Christopher's take on the story because he's the one hearing it for the first time. He was never part of it. He doesn't really understand. And then you hear Deborah's side of the story because she was involved. It was all about her. She was the one it happened to. And then you also hear Tara's side of the story, her daughter, because she was involved in the sense that she was always around this man. She didn't feel great about him. He was really uneasy and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, he kind of tells you like not really to be naive or anything like that. He also uses other different techniques within it because he kind of proves the credibility throughout the podcast, because obviously he is an LA Times reporter, so that makes him credible in the sense that he has a steady job. You know, he's a reporter, that's what he does. But he uses ethos in the sense that he makes the story credible by using the people who were actually involved in it, which is extremely interesting when you watch it, because it's not just like kind of like a knockoff and he's just like telling the story. I didn't think there were really any limitations in this podcast. I think he kind of just really let it all out when he was doing it. He let the interviewers feel free to say what they wanted to say and feel as though there was no rein, there was no limits, there was nothing like that. He did a good job of kind of communicating and making the audience feel included and all of that stuff. So I think that was pretty amazing. Overall, I think this podcast was really amazing. Although it's for a more mature audience due to the content, it's a super great mystery and not your typical mystery, which makes it a really easy listen and really easy to kind of pay attention to, which I find hard in podcasts because you're not watching anything and you're not seeing anything like go down. You have to like listen to it and you're not reading anything. So I think it's kind of hard to stay attached to a podcast. But with this one, it was super easy to listen to, and it really hooked the reader by the different techniques and things that he used. So I would definitely recommend this podcast to anyone who loves a good mystery but is tired of the typical murder mystery and just wants something new, but something that's constantly unfolding. So I really do recommend this 6-part series, and I think it was an amazing listen.